This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Anne-Marie Lucas, our resident animal advocate, will stop by in just a moment. But first, Whoopi Goldberg backtracks on defending Bill Cosby. She has changed her mind, is no longer defending him. Whoopi had defended Cosby, but on The View this week, she said all the information regarding the sexual assault claims against him points to guilt. Goldberg also told Cosby to speak up or shut up. She also said she was supporting Cosby in the past because she was unaware rape charges had a statute of limitations. ABC executives apparently pressured Goldberg to blast Bill Cosby. The network and The View were getting a lot of heat after the actress continued to defend the comedian. Tensions on set escalated after one of Cosby's accusers, supermodel Beverly Johnson, appeared on the show, and Whoopi dismissed her claims. But after his deposition was publicly leaked last week, sources say ABC went to Whoopi and said, it's time for this to stop. Meanwhile, insiders say that Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, knows her husband is a serial cheater, but believes his accusers consented to drugs and sex. A source who works for the Cosby family said last week's news that Cosby admitted giving women quaaludes before having sex with them barely fazed Camille. Another source says Camille is a proud, dignified, but stubborn woman. You can say that she's standing by her husband, but really, the more people stand against him, the more she perceives it as an affront to her and all that she's done to make him a star. The 71-year-old is also her 78-year-old husband's business manager and demanded last week at a crisis meeting that their lawyers and PR specialists get back out in front of this. She said, I created him, I knew what I was getting, and we'll fix this. They were making him out to be such a bad guy, a monster. As prosecutors in L.A. and Las Vegas take a closer look at Cosby's nearly 50 alleged sexual assaults on women, advisors urge Cosby to cut ties with family and friends and permanently halt any comeback attempts. And did you see this amazing video? Beachgoers helping rescue a stranded great white shark. This happened in Chatham, Massachusetts. The 7-foot shark got stuck after trying to get a seagull near the barrier breach. Beachgoers kept the shark wet by throwing buckets of water on it until it was pulled back into the water by officials who attached a line to the rear fin. The shark came back to life literally and was able to be tagged and released. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate. She's here every week with exciting topics and interesting ideas and great advice. Anne-Marie Lucas, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be back.
Well, you have an interesting article that you've been reading, and you want to share it with everybody. The benefits of having a pet. Tell us about this.
Yes. The benefits of having a pet, not only emotionally, but physically. You know, this is something that pet owners and pet lovers have known forever. But now it's scientifically proven that having a pet or being next to a pet or even watching a video online of a cute animal doing something has amazing benefits for your mind, body, and soul. And I was reading this great article in Dr. Oz's magazine called The Good Life. And there's an article by an author, Marissa Cohen. And she wrote this article called The Cute Cure. And she says, pets have heart strengthening, blues battling, body slimming, and stress calming superpowers. So go ahead and get yourself some creature comfort, because now there's scientific proof that animals can improve our lives. And I think it's just, it's an amazing advancement for something that we've known our whole lives regarding animals.
Yeah. Now, did they actually do some studies about this, the before and after kind of thing?
They did. They actually have doctors talking about the benefits. Now, say there was a study done by the American Heart Association that says that people who own any type of pet have better cholesterol levels, a lower risk of hypertension, and ultimately a lower rate of heart disease than those without critters. You know, just getting up and taking a dog for a walk makes you get up every day. And if you can extend that to a longer walk, it has health benefits right there for your heart. And then coming in and snuggling with that pet later on in the day, a cat or a dog or a bunny, whatever pet you have, also has emotional benefits and reducing your stress levels. So that's just one study by the American Heart Association, which I thought was an amazing study.
Well, I guess when the idea of therapy dogs came into vogue, that should have been a tip-off that if this is good when you're hospitalized, it's also good on your everyday schedule.
Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, it takes scientific evidence for some people to make that link and that jump to something that we've all known all along. I mean, I challenge anybody to look at a dog and that dog wags its tail and looks at you and not smile. You know, my husband and Danny and I talk about this all the time. I don't think it's possible to look at a dog and have them wag their tail at you and not smile. It's just an instant release of happy hormones when you see a dog smile, or you have a cat rub up against you and purr and sit on your lap, because we all know cats, you know, want affection when they want affection. It's not always when you want to give them affection. So, you know, having a cat jump on your lap and snuggle with you, or a bunny, or if you're a horse lover and, you know, grooming your horse, that releases all sorts of happy hormones, and it's that connection that you have with that animal. And even watching a video on BuzzFeed or YouTube of baby goats running around is just as amazing things for you. And I challenge anybody to not smile when they see baby goats running around a farmyard. It's just impossible.
So now you see this scientific evidence to support what you already knew. And are you a little bit nervous, though, that people are going to run out and get everybody a pet?
Well, absolutely. And that's something I want to encourage against. Please don't, because someone is depressed or someone is going through cancer treatments. We all know the benefits of having a pet, or visiting with a pet, or having a pet therapy dog come into a treatment center and for your loved one gives great source of relief and great source of comfort. Please don't run out and get somebody that you know a pet without their permission and without their input. That's something that has to be decided by that person. And it's certainly something you have to take care of for the rest of their lives, and you have to be able to provide them with what they need. The best thing to do is, if you know someone who has a physical ailment or depressed, and they don't have a pet, maybe if you have a pet, you can bring them over for a visit. You know, take a trip to PetSmart or Petco and just watch everybody walk around with their dogs. It's hysterical. You can have such a great social life there. You can either bring your dog, or even if you don't have a dog, go there and watch everybody, families interact with their pets, you know, walk up and, you know, learn about a dog breed that maybe you've never seen before. And that's how you can certainly get a fix, your pet fix, or sit in your home if you're not able to get out and watch a video of a, you know, grumpy cat, which is always funny, you know, or, you know, a cat or a dog or puppies and kittens. You know, they just are a wonderful way to lift up your spirit.
Now, there was an unbelievable story this week that I don't even know if you're aware of. There was a local balloon festival, and someone saw at the end of the festival this couple getting into their car and unlocking their trunk, and the two dogs that they had put in the trunk while they were at the balloon festival were dead. And then they drove away, and the person got their license plate number and so on, and apparently was traced to a car in New York City, and they still haven't resolved the whole thing or whether it's really true what happened. They believe that it's true because it seemed reputable. But, I mean, I've never heard of that, putting your dogs in the trunk.
Oh, it used to happen all the time when I was in the city, unfortunately. You know, people just do stupid things. They don't think, or they do it for a form of punishment or an annoyance, or the dog is getting in their way, or they're frustrated, or whatever was going on in their life. You know, that's just unacceptable, and they should obviously be pursued and arrested. That's animal cruelty at its worst, because there's nothing worse than being trapped in a heat or a trunk and not being able to get out. That's just horrifying for anyone who loves animals to witness something like that. Gosh, shame on them. I really hope they catch them.
And apparently, you know, it was a very hot day in the 80s, and I'm sure in a trunk with very little room to maneuver, it was ghastly for these animals.
Yeah, well, you know, New York City Police Department, and nothing to criticize them. Years ago, we would hear about cops putting dogs in cars that they would rescue or get out of a situation, and they didn't want to put them in the back of their patrol car, so there were several instances where they would put them in the trunk. That stopped once it was found out that they were doing that, and every patrol car was then issued, or the precinct was issued, a crate, so that if you knew you were going to be picking up a dog, and if there was a dog in a situation, they would put the dog then in the crate. But, you know, sometimes it takes someone stepping in and changing a law, or changing, you know, something that has been happening, and, you know, setting the record straight and saying, this is not how we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way. This is the proper way. It's never good to put a dog in a trunk, no matter what the temperature is. It's just stupid, and it's criminal.
All right, Anne-Marie, I knew that you'd get fired up when you heard that story, and I, you know.
Well, you know, Carrie Underwood had an incident over the weekend where she tweeted about it, where her baby, Isaiah, got locked in the car. I guess, I don't know if she got out of the car for a short period of time, and her dogs were in the car with the baby, and the dogs locked the car. And they were all stuck inside. Her brother-in-law, I guess, came and broke the window. But, you know, things can happen accident-wise, but to forcibly put your dogs in the trunk, that's just ridiculous. But it can happen to anybody where, you know, a situation happens. You have to get yourself out of it, or hopefully someone comes along and gets you out of that situation. But, you know, I always take my keys with me when I get out of the car, or I have two sets of keys if I'm leaving the car on, you know, with the air conditioning if my dogs are in the car, which I think is frowned upon, but I've done it in the past. So, you know, always have your keys with you, and don't, you know, ever lock your dogs or your kids in the car. That's just scary.
Oh, absolutely. We'll talk next week. Our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
And with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When's the best time to plan your day?
The day before. So says Ryan Cook on the Margin of Excellence blog.
He's found three benefits to rewriting his to-do list right before he stops working for the day.
First, you're still in the zone. The events of the day are still fresh in your mind, and you're in work mode.
Second, easy work. You'll leave knowing what you're going to work on tomorrow, so your subconscious mind can work hard on it overnight. Then your work will be easier.
Third, quick start. You'll know exactly what to work on when you get to work in the morning, and you'll hit the ground running.
So rewrite your to-do list today to get more done tomorrow. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast in A Heart of Gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Science warns that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better. We now know ethanol creates more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates fewer miles per gallon while abusing car engines, especially older ones. And today, we are actually competing with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn production. And already, global warming has frustrated the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. Seems the best way for you and me is simply to drive fewer miles in lighter vehicles. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.